Yeah, it quieted down. That's my son's voice. I found a little recording of
maybe the last
gig that he was at. Just a few little isolated sounds of him. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast, episode 44.
What's it all for?
And I am closing a chapter. I miss your laugh. This is the Selva. Part two. Let me tell you what happened.
Part dose.
At the end of my first ceremony, it was such an immense, astonishing, liquefying meltdown. Hopefully I described it somewhat in my last episode. Let me move forward. It sounds like a good idea. As the ceremony quieted down, I started hearing a sound drifting through the air. It wasn't organic. It was electronic. It didn't belong there. But I'm in the middle of the jungle. I'm in the rainforest, in the dark, under a 100-foot umbrella. In an altered state of consciousness. But this sound was there. It's like a mosquito. Like a mosquito zapper. And it would come and go. And then get slightly louder. I'd become increasingly aware of some commotion off to my right, a la derecha. I heard a girl crying, and somebody with an accent say, "Be strong. Be strong.
Be strong, be strong, be strong."
Not in a nice way. It registered as a command. I thought it was my Romanian friends, a couple who were in the jungle with me, but I couldn't imagine that he would speak to her that way. They were so kind to each other, to each other,
to each other, to each other, to each other.
There it was, be strong, and this electronic buzzing while the girl wept. The voice seemed angered by her weeping. Invading the decrescendo of the ceremony. 14 people lying there in a sort of reverie that was getting invaded.
Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong.
At the same time this was happening, a woman on the other side of the umbrella
began to cry,
an intense and furtive sobbing. It was the type of crying that, to my mind, said, "Please, hear me."
She was inconsolable.
I recognized it as the cry of grief, profound loss. She began to chon her tears
and vomit.
And at the same time that was happening, the shaman was having a casual conversation with a friend. all of this in the dark. Towards the end of the ceremony, to be sure, but to my ears it sounded a bit too casual. Some chuckling. Not from the shaman, but from his friend.
Am I making an aesthetic judgment?
And I thought to myself, I don't know what's normal around here. Maybe this is just the kind of shit that happens. Somebody crying, a couple of guys talking, and some electronic sound buzzing through the air. I ignored it, or accepted it, or a combination. But then, the electronic sound got louder. Started making out what it was. It was a Hare Krishna chant. Not a nice one, because I took some time to listen through some Hare Krishna music and chanting and found some very beautiful versions of the chanting. This was like some fucking guy just droning in a monotone, shitty voice. Yes, in a shitty voice. Kind of like the sound of the guy telling his girlfriend to be strong.
Be strong.
Very male, shitty voice. I am making a few aesthetic judgments here. And then I started piecing it together in my tiny brain, medicine-soaked mind, that this person, whoever he was intending to disrupt the ceremony in the dark. The chanting, which apparently was coming from a cell phone, was getting louder now.
Louder.
In a room full of 15 or so polite people, one person can be like a turd in the punch bowl.
I'm using a metaphor.
The other people from the tribe whispered to him to please turn off his phone, that he would be disturbing, in fact was disturbing, other people. And he would lower it for just a moment, 20 seconds, and then he started turning it up again. What we call a dick. This transpired no less than 3 times over the duration of an infinity. And the Hare Krishna chant got louder and louder.
Be strong.
I endured it. But then I felt something inside me rise. Something to the sound of the word El Cabron. El Cabron. El Cabron. Asshole.
Asshole.
Like this guy was a fucking asshole.
I may be making.
That's what came to my mind.
Judgment.
I tried to be kind in my heart to the asshole. Those are body parts. But after another 15 minutes of this nonsense, I finally spoke up in the darkness of the ceremony. No one else was impolite enough to do so. and I gave a firm basta, Hare Krishna.
Basta, basta, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
That was my comment. And it was loud enough and insistent enough for this turd to turn down his phone. This time he turned it way down, but not off. Dick move. And it was buzzing like a mosquito at a low volume. I won't lie, I was grateful that he had turned it down.
It was torturous, 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 torturous.
It was amazing that he would be so rude, so rude. So confronted. Confronted by this ceremony that he needed to interject Hare Krishna and disturb all these people and actually try to negate the power of the ceremony. He wasn't being very strong. This was a troubled person.
An abuser.
An abuser.
An abuser. An abuser.
And then the shaman got up and said, Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That was his signal to say, we're done here tonight. And he and his brother and the shamaness, who sang beautifully that night, left. And then this asshole turned his phone way up. To my surprise, he had brought a Bluetooth speaker into the large sacred umbrella. And he transferred the sound of the phone, this monotonous,
shitty Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
onto the speaker. Instead of quieting down, he started blasting this monotonous, repetitive, aggressive, murky, and dare I say, shitty chant.
I'm making an aesthetic
adjustment. Inside of this beautiful space, the sacred space, at distortion volume, as if we didn't get the point. For the pleasure of the few people remaining inside of this giant umbrella, I heard his footsteps accompanied by the chanting cell phone galumphing across the giant umbrella floor. I could barely move, but I figured, fuck it. I put my headlight on, and I figured I needed to get eyes on him to see who he was, because I may have to deal with this person somehow. I was personally offended. I fantasized about talking with him, like, tell me, what is in your fucking mind that you would do this? I've dealt with bullies before.
Be strong, be strong, be strong.
The more you give, the more they take. I'm generalizing. I lit him up with my headlamp, which is super bright. And he froze like a deer in the highway, or a cockroach.
In a bathroom,
in a bathroom,
in a bathroom, in a bathroom.
And this made him angry, because he started singing along with the Hare Krishna chant, which was at this moment blasting through his speaker. But now he was directing the chant at the headlight.
Connected, connected to my face,
to my face,
to my face.
As his anger seemed to increase, I figured I'd switch my bright light to the flashing red light.
Just to fuck with him,
just to fuck with him, just to fuck with him.
And that really made him mad, because he charged at me. He was like a 200-pound Yosemite Sam, and I could barely move my body.
I was very tired.
And here was this large man-child, angry, aggressive, pulling the shit for hours, charging at me in the sacred umbrella.
Directed by
flashing red headlight. My training as a fighter, as a warrior, instructed me quickly to turn my light off. And I heard his feet stop in the darkness.
I could smell his anger.
What the fuck, man? He charged at me. I may not have been able to defend myself in that state. Actually charged at me. You asshole. In the darkness, I gathered my things from the floor, which included some of your ashes, and made my way out of there on very shaky legs while this guy was stomping on the ground, grunting, screaming, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I didn't know what to make of it except what it was. A person.
Be an asshole.
That night, back in my little
room,
with the door not locked. I didn't know that it could lock. It's such a peaceful place. Why would I need to lock the door?
It was a screen door.
It was hardly a door at all. All that night, I was anxious about him picking up this thread with me. Made myself sleep, and I was awakened in the morning by his body walking right in front of my door, several times back and forth. Not an area that anyone needed to walk in front of. He had to go out of his way. Houston, we have a problem. So I figured, okay, some shit is on. On like Donkey Kong. My annoyance and my anger began to focus. I don't know. Materialize, because I could move again. And I was pissed off that he had charged at me.
I was angry with him for bullying
the entire ceremony. With his insecure bullshit about Hare Krishna or whatever else was bothering him. And so I figured, I'll confront him the next time he walks by. I could hear him in the distance of this little camp that was nestled between where a river
snaked around.
I could hear him singing Hare Krishna at the top of his lungs. What the fuck, man? And then I heard him walking up towards my little room. So barely dressed, I confronted him as he walked by. Hey, man. How's it going? I noted that he had these expensive-looking Bluetooth earplugs in. And he walked over to me at the railing of my little room, and he took an earphone out of his head and handed it to me while he was singing Hare Krishna. I gently patted it away so that he understood. And attempted to talk to him nicely at first, just like, hey, just a word, do you speak English? He kind of ignored that.
Hablas español.
He had an arrogant smirk on his face. I'm making aesthetic judgments here. He was never with his girlfriend. She was always off by herself. She seemed like an abused girlfriend. She spoke to no one, She kept herself apart. But he was just shining me on in this moment. He knew I was pissed off. He probably at that point figured I was the guy who lit him up. So I looked into his eyes and I made a little fist with my hand and I pointed at him, just a little universal lingo. I figured, fuck it. There's no police, there's no medical. He's abusing all these people. He physically charged at me, and now he was disrupting the entire peace of the camp. I couldn't believe it. Here in the middle of the jungle, I was getting into some shit with this giant toddler. I had a word with the tribes people, because they were at their wits' end, because they couldn't impress upon him to quiet down, to turn his music down.
It's local,
said one man. They tried to convince him to respect the fact that people had come to this very far, remote, quiet place to do one thing, and he was taking it over with this insecure Hare Krishna nonsense. Hare Krishna, if you're listening, there's a turd in your punch bowl.
Capital.
I watched as two of the tribes guys tried to reason with this person
up this
jungly hill, and I could see that he was like humoring them, like like laughing. His girlfriend was there. They were trying to be nice to him, but he just wasn't behaving. I could tell they were anxious. They came down to my cabin and we spoke. They were hoping for the best. I thought we might need to prepare for something else. This guy does not care. He has an agenda. We're also suggestive and vulnerable under the effects of this potion that this can't happen again. I certainly can't put myself in a situation where I'm subjected to it. And I can't let it happen to my friends. What shall we do? I'll tell you what, I'll watch over the ceremony and I'll make sure that he will not either walk in or otherwise disrupt the service from outside. His cabin was 20 feet away from this giant sacred umbrella. It seemed obvious he was enjoying the power. My first experience was so overwhelming, I wasn't sure I could do another one.
Freddy cat.
That close to it. That's how intense. That's how intense it was. A ceremony that requires safety. And a combination of that feeling and this asshole made the decision. I'll watch over the ceremony. And that will be my service. The exacerbated tribesmen agreed because they couldn't deal with this guy anymore. He was asked not to participate in the ceremony, but we felt that unless some interference was run, he wouldn't respect that.
What shall we do?
So I thought it needed one more little detail. And after one of his Hare Krishna episodes, he was sitting up in this area, and it was on the way to the kitchen. And this was my moment where I could speak with him non-verbally, but clearly, and let him know, like chimps, that I did not fear him. He wasn't small, but I figured, fuck it. just lay out my best bluff. He's here with a girlfriend. How deep into the water does he really want to go? This bully. This asshole. This blight on Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, if you're listening. So I took off most of my clothing. And I walked right up to him. And I looked into his eyes. And he was ready for it. Because he had a very wide-eyed look at me. And I kept those eyes right into his. Like a chimp. And I let him know. We were finally joined. That this can go anywhere it needs to go. We were one being in that stare. That I'm not afraid of you. And I'll be waiting for you. If you're stupid enough to continue this behavior. That was all in the stare. Bullies don't generally want to fight. They just want to intimidate and control. I saw in his face just a little bit of anxiety. Where he was like, oh fuck. This guy is really angry with me. Outside the door in the darkness and made sure he didn't come anywhere near the ceremony. And he quieted down. I took my son's ashes that were in this small brass urn and put them in the bottom of a sock and tied a knot. I thought about my teachers, people who had trained me, and I would have gladly connected him and my son.
If I had to.
Now I'm glad I didn't have to. I really am, because violence is never fucking nice. It's never cool. It's messy. But I had to do this. Because in the middle of the jungle, among peaceful and scared people, this one person, this bully, created this fearful environment. This couldn't be the first time.
He pulled this.
And in this moment, I was the only person who could run that interference. Give him a counter narrative.
Let him know.
That I won't tolerate it.
Quiet.
Will not tolerate you abusing these people. And I won't be under the influence of the potion. I'll be ready for you. I played my flute inside of the giant umbrella. He did come in there with his girlfriend earlier in the evening, before the ceremony. They were looking for something, and he didn't know I was in there. And he encountered me in the darkness. I saw him jump.
Like a toddler.
And he was speaking Russian. It was the first time, so I knew he could speak. He was trying to hide that for whatever reason. Russians are on the international shit list. I saw in him that he wasn't anything more than just a spoiled child who no one had ever said no. He quieted down and was gone by dawn. It was weird, but it was an honor. That's what happened. Mr. Nobody.
Out, out, out.